for him.
Disappointed in
who
Gavin
do you vote
Newsom.
For, J.D. Vance or Gavin Newsom?
Well, I'd have to vote for Gavin Newsom,
me
of course,
too. 100%. I wouldn't blink. No what doubt. About you, Hassan?
I'd probably vote third party.
You would?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point, it doesn't even matter.
He's been watching my streams. He's cribbing off my my talking points. This is the cowardice of the third party voter unveiled. You know, what you need to do is stand on principle. You have to vote for the candidate of lesser harm. You have to vote for J.D. Vance. You know, you can't. That's the difference. You can't. You're mealy mouthing it like, oh, I don't want to engage. No. We have to be consistent. We have to be consistent on this one.
Matter like because. My policy on this is the same as like my refusal to endorse Kamala Harris. The reason why I did not endorse Kamala Harris was because she did things that were not only unproductive but also unconscionable.
Weren't you last stream dogging on people who vote third party? Not really dogging on them. Voting third party does nothing. You might as well not vote. It's a protest vote, but protest votes just aren't worth anything in this system. It's basically like not voting. If you want to not vote, then like, okay, I guess. It's not like the Democratic Party is giving you a robust, you know, set of reasons to vote for them. But
I still stand on that. I still talk about it all the time because people constantly bring it up. They're like, you didn't sufficiently like promote Kamala Harris. You're the reason why she lost. And I'm like, I am incapable. There is no singular force in this country that is capable of making or breaking an election. And if that was real, then it is the most idiotic thing.
I don't really think that answer is very good. I mean, it's not about whether or not you make or break an election. It's just about like what argument you're making, you know. Isn't it more harmful to add votes to J.D. Vance's quote-unquote mandate? Maybe. I don't know. It seems kind of marginal, I guess. My position, which can change, I guess, moving forward, but my position is that, like, the real thing destroying the country isn't actually MAGA. MAGA is rapidly hastening the process. The real thing destroying the country are a set of underlying economic, social, and political forces that both parties contribute to, though, again, much more so from the MAGA movement. But if the primary outcome of Gavin Newsom becoming president in 2028, if he did, right, would be disillusionment of the people to the point that I think most people would welcome the collapse of our democracy. Like, he is the most believes in nothing, ruthless, like piece of shit, like American psycho, I have no principles, I'll do whatever I can to advance my own agenda. And I think that voting in a Democrat like that would basically tell people, so we can't do anything. Like, it's just, it'll never get better again. And I feel like it would do a lot of long-term damage, destroying people's hope that something might come about that could be better in the future. Whereas if J.D. Vance won in 2028, he would get in there with like 29% approval, and he would stay there. His own party wouldn't work with him as much as they did with Trump. Democrats would oppose him on everything. It feels like he would be a lame duck from day one. He wouldn't be able to do anything. And maybe, you know, the fact that Gavin Newsom lost to that could be kind of an indictment against the Democratic Party in a way that would encourage them to vote for somebody who isn't Gavin Newsom in 2032. But I don't really know. I don't know. I guess my thinking is that if Gavin Newsom wins, it's over anyway. And what would come about in 2032 would be downright apocalyptic. It's kind of like how now, in retrospect, I really wish that Trump had won in 2020. Because Biden didn't do anything with his victory. Didn't prosecute Trump for some reason with Merrick Garland. Didn't do anything to address the underlying. Did nothing about the Republican Party at all. Just went after small fries, the randos who stormed the Capitol. Like, those were the problem. Just the random chuds who took a shit in Pelosi's office or whatever, did nothing with it, and it gave Trump 4 years to build back up momentum. Whereas we all know if Trump had won in 2020, he would have gone in with incredibly low popularity and he would have gotten nothing done, and all the people around him would have been the same like rhinos, the same neocons who would have wrangled him in, and it would have been this embarrassing mess for the Republican Party. They wouldn't have had a perceived mandate. They would have just like coasted along, getting nothing done. Certainly not as much damage as Trump ended up being able to do after winning again in 2024. So yeah, I don't know. That right now, it seems to me like the Biden presidency accomplished nothing other than giving Trump time to really fuck us in the ass. So my thinking is maybe that's all Gavin Newsom would do as well. Maybe Gavin Newsom would succeed only in giving the Republican Party the ability to like charge up their mega strike and really, like, truly obliterate this country's, like, actually end it. For 100 years, end it in 2032. Whereas if J.D. Vance wins in 2028, I don't know. But again, this is just my ballpark thinking now. And I don't think Gavin Newsom's going to be the guy anyway. Though it's worth saying, I do feel similarly about Kamala Harris to Gavin Newsom. I think that Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom are pretty similarly. Would have acted pretty similarly, like in the same dynamic. Kamala Harris's, I don't know, nihilistic, you know, I'm not here for you after I lose. I pop in 6 months later with a witty little consultant-led catchphrase. Oh, look at me, I'm quirky. That bullshit? I don't know, man. Like, at least Gavin Newsom's been doing something with the California redistricting. Sorry, long ramble. What about Pete Buttigieg? I think that Pete Buttigieg is marginally better than Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris, but like only marginally. Only marginally.
Not to listen to my demands, but everybody knows that that's not real, right? Mm-hmm. If I had this singular force to be able to make Kamala Harris the president, then Kamala Harris should be coming to me every day and being like, let me do a collab with you, please.
Totally.
Right? That's not the case, of course. And
I don't get this argument. Whether or not you're the kingmaker doesn't change like the arguments you're making.
They know it. That's why they didn't do it. But the campaigns are always responsible for whether or not they're able to win the crowds, win the population over, and you know, combat against the couch. Not necessarily even against the Republican Party, but usually you're fighting against the couch, people who just don't go out and vote. And for me, the way I see it is if the Democratic establishment makes this decision one more time, just as they did with Hillary Clinton, yep, just as they did with Kamala Harris, and in some ways, just as they did with Joe Biden as well, which led to Trump, too, then they just don't care. And there's not much I can do.
Let me tell you.
That's clearly true, right? That's inarguably true. He is right. The fight is with the couch. You are mostly fighting against indifference, not fighting to win over Republican voters, which is why, like, what Chuck Schumer said was so stupid. The idea that for every, you know, if you lose these people, but you pick up moderates in the suburbs of Philadelphia or whatever the f*** he said, you're mostly fighting apathy, and the Democrats are contributing so much to apathy. And you're going to see it, man, because right now the way we're headed is massive Democratic turnout in the midterms as a backlash to Trump. But in 2028, when the real Democratic ticket is on the line, they give people very few arguments for going out there, and people are disillusioned, and they see very low turnout relative to what you'd expect based on their midterm performance.
Something. Yeah. I agree with everything you say, but as a person who lived in a red state for 50 years, I would crawl through 10 feet of concrete to vote for Gavin Newsom, even though I think he's duplicitous, a hypocrite, a thirst trap, hungry for power, all of the things that you say, and harms the Democratic Party and sets the psychological soil to be more prey to fascism. All of that I agree with. But there are so many young, queer, black, brown, marginalized people in red states. And even though this corporate Democrat is, you see it in a long-term game. In the short-term game, a President Newsom of our...
Well, the long-term game matters. Okay, wait. Okay, this is what I'd be interested in hearing her answer, or she can't hear me, but like, again, in retrospect, wouldn't it have been better if Trump had won in 2020? He comes in with very low approval. He's surrounded by people who hate him. He gets nothing done. And then in 2024, the Democrats have like an unambiguous hyper mandate. They could have won with anyone. They could have won with literally anyone, you know? Trump would not have had the ability to do what he's doing right now. The harm that Trump has done just in the first year of his second term is greater than everything he did in his first term easily, like by an order of magnitude or more. So in a way, in retrospect, yeah, like it would have been better if he had won then. Even if obviously Joe Biden's presidency was not as bad as Trump's presidency would have been during that time, you do have to look in the long term to an extent. Like if you run with a candidate so bad that it actually hurts you in the broader arc, you have to think about this is the job of the party, right? Like the Democratic Party, an institution with billions and billions of dollars at their disposal, they should have to think about this stuff. And the fact that they don't make strategically good decisions, and they don't, means that unfortunately, like, we have to think long term, you know, like we have to consider this. The Democrats clearly have no plan. They're really, really bad at doing what they're supposed to do. Is this Hassan's like podcast studio? What is this? What is this? It's a studio they rented out in NYC. Okay. It's her studio. Okay. Get what I'm on about, right? The Democratic Party's going hard left progressive. I wish. Remember how much turnover there was in his cabinet by the end? He'd have trouble even getting a cabinet together. Yeah. If Trump had won back in 2020, I feel like it would have taken him like 8 months after getting elected just to get his cabinet together, because he would have like, Trump would have tried like desperately replacing people. Keep in mind, he just over his VP. So he'd have to like, he would need that whole situation like addressed, essentially. They didn't like each other. Like, even in a timeline where Trump won legitimately and Jan 6 didn't happen, he Pence still didn't get along. Like, all this stuff, you know, I feel like Trump just wouldn't have gotten anything done the second term. He just would have been an embarrassment. But now the whole Republican Party is aligned like 100% behind him. Now, Vosh, I mostly agree, but we have one factor that supersedes everything: COVID. Biden handled COVID much better than Trump could have, and I do think that's a meaningful difference. Though, if you want to like get into the alt timeline stuff, maybe in a timeline where Trump was needed to manage COVID after the vaccine was out, they wouldn't have had a chance to become anti-vax. Like, why would they become anti-vax when the whole reason they became anti-vax was as a way of foisting culture war warriors on the Biden administration? The anti-vax movement only came about because Biden was like the antagonist to their movement. If Trump was the guy administrating vaccine protocols, he probably would have been disinclined to encourage that, you know? They were already anti-vax. They booed Trump when he told them to take the vaccine. That ramped up significantly after the fact. The main thrust of the... I think that they would have gotten much more... or much less disagreeable on that if Trump had been the guy actually administering it, like policy-wise. Yeah, he would have been bragging about Project Lightspeed and stuff. This point works well with the benefit of hindsight, but without it, isn't it always better to choose the lesser evil? But you don't just need... It's not just hindsight. You can also have future sight. Like, you have to make reasonable predictions. I guess I hoped when Biden won in 2020 that he would do the obvious thing and arrest Trump. Like, I thought Merrick Garland, yeah, foresight, thank you. I thought Merrick Garland would do the seemingly the obvious thing and preside over the federal prosecution of Trump for the crimes he committed, but they didn't, you know? And, you know, Biden is a better man than Gavin Newsom is. Just saying. Masaigu, we're not settling for Newsom. We're just saying, like, the hypothetical here is with Newsom. Are we arguing with people? Okay, so this clip was... This proves Hassan doesn't care about any of the marginalized group he pretends to support. All he cares about is taking money from them so he can buy more outfits for stream. Huh. This reads like someone criticizing me. This is a low IQ criticism, of course. Or at the very least, it's not evidenced by the video posted.
My issue as a trans person is the fact that you, a guy that isn't super well-versed on trans...
Oh, this is like a super old clip. Okay, this is just like beefing stuff. This is irrelevant to me. Meaningless. This is the person who's mad at Hassan. After all this, Republicans can never complain about anything a Democrat does ever again. Future MAGA prison camp guard. Okay, usurp the chef. But like, do you actually believe that? Will you fight for a Democratic candidate willing to do what needs to be done? Because liberals love the aura farm. Ooh, look at us. Biden's going to send MAGA to the re-education camps. Did he? No, he didn't, did he? He let everything get worse. And then he left. Vosh, I do feel like you briefly became a liberal during the Biden era and never fully returned to your anarcho-syndicalist roots. Well, okay, but like, if my anarcho-syndicalist roots in this case are what exactly? Like, what would I be talking about? What would I be engaging with differently? You know? We're talking about an ideology that is so far from real implementation that it's like, I could only really engage with the systems in front of me, unless you want me to do this like, we're removing ourselves from society entirely. Let's just like fantasize about the positions we would have in a system that worked better for us. I don't know. I want to talk about the stuff in front of me. You still call yourself a libertarian socialist? Sure. Yeah. I mean, this comes out from time to time. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but basically every stream at some point or another has been a tirade against bourgeois democracy. Over the past 5 years, my position has shifted to what is now essentially probably something I would have argued against in the beginning. My current position is that democracy literally cannot survive the existence of capital inequality and maximal, no man who saves democracy can be a criminal, you know? Like, it's like fully... far like radical pro- I mean, in essence, it's pro-liberal because these are positions, I mean, ostensibly liberal positions for, you know, the preservation of democracy, but it's not bourgeois democracy. That shit is tumbling like very quickly, you know? Yeah. I talked about decommodifying housing and I scared the hose. You people are like, oh, you're just a liberal now. Well, I did a 2-hour rant on how the government should own every building in the country and you should always have to lease it from them. And everyone got mad at me. What do you want from me? It was the entire stream, not just 2 hours. Yeah, no, it was a long stream. The deserter would still call you a lib. Sorry. Yeah, well, the deserter has lots of wacky opinions and is probably racist. No spoilers. Definitely racist. I feel like you kind of became a tanky after Trump 2.0. Well, the problem is that, like, historically, a lot of the shit that tankies have been defending has been stupid. My current position is this, and I think it's a very defensible one. It is that right now, based on what we are seeing today, our democracy and our way of life literally will not survive without severe, substantial, and widespread efforts taken to preserve democracy. Like, not just, ooh, the next Dems are going to have such a fun time with the DOJ, you know, no. Widespread, like, fundamental. This isn't about law. It's not about culture. It's just, like, factually, democracy right now does not work in these conditions. So you have to decide between the conditions, oligarchy, income inequality, being ruled over by Zionist pedophiles, or the democracy. And between democracy and Zionist pedophiles, I choose democracy. That's my, like, that currently is my position, okay? Do you still support commodity production and the commodity form? Go watch my early, how long have you been in chat? What, I've put a million videos out on my opinions on the social, you joined this month? Okay, I shouldn't be mean to you. I shouldn't be mean to new viewers. I think that the abolition of the commodity form is a wonderful thing that we should pursue, but there are certain, like, ground level systems we have to establish first, like global capital and the financialization of the international economy basically made it impossible to do these things. You couldn't do it even with all the power in the world in a single country because the global supply chain is tied up in systems that are antithetical to like supply side decommodification. Step one for me, I guess, is you have to set the bedrock, right? You have to start building up systems that are robust and can exist alongside and independently of, you know, those like financial markets. And then you have to start pumping them up. You have to start building that power up, you know, because only then, because if you just try to do it right now, everything would get broken and everyone would starve. It would not be good, you know? That's my, okay, there, I see. I apologize if I took a harsh tone. I do have older videos on this stuff. You know, I just don't. Wait, are you a left communist? Yeah, but I'm a left communist, but my country is currently controlled by pedophiles. I have like a wide range of economic and political opinions that at the moment are being kind of suppressed by the fact that my country is ruled entirely by a cabal of pedophiles. So it's just difficult sometimes to get to it. It's a lot of shit happening right now. Okay.